isn't that far along.
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't beat it, you. They don't compare the meat that they did then back in them old days. Not now. No. My goodness, no.
A lot more time, was it?
Yeah. They took more time with it. Yes, sir. They took more time with it. And everybody that had hogs and stuff they could butcher like that would have them a smokehouse. Now you take my dad, we raised quite a few hogs during the time then. And we would have a certain day. We'd kill when it get cold. We'd kill, and the neighbors that got hogs, they'd come over and help this one. Then when they get through, then they all go to the next neighbor's house, help him butcher, cut his meat up, and just keep it on down the line, just like that. And then if it get warm before they reach the other fellow's house, they wait, they wouldn't kill it while it's warm. They wouldn't kill a hog while it's warm. It has to be freezing for them to kill a hog. And you could ham, well, you could tell by the change of weather if we get a rain like today, tomorrow, well, it'll come out of northern, you know. That wind go to blow on your hill, you hear them hollering to one another, "Oh, it's hog killing time." And that cold weather's coming on down, you know. They getting ready to kill the hog.
How long did that last?
That would last about a month. Just about a month.
Was it an all day job?
When
the hog killing.
Hog killing. Oh yeah. The hog killing was all day job. But you wouldn't cut that hog up. You know, they just go around and kill each one hog, you know. And those I remember there's a lot of them had hogs. They'd hang him up, pull him up on a block and tackle him, hang him up and let him stay all night. And I remember a lot of fellas that didn't have hogs, you know, he'd go around and swipe that guy hog that was hanging up. I said, he did. Yes, sir, that fella get up. A lot of times he wouldn't have no hog.
Sorry,
scoundrel. That's right. That's right. And you have people like that today, you know. You accumulate stuff for yourself, and then that guy come around and steal it from you.
Pretty low thing.
Yeah, that's right. You take a lot of these guys. Now, a fella work all the week, and they wait for him to get paid off. And when he get paid off, they're waiting to get it from him. And they'll get it from you, too. Mm. Right now. That's right. And you're worse now, too. People didn't do too much stealing, but that stealing come from a long ways. I guess when man was created and got enough of them, that stealing took place. Well, that stealing didn't just start yesterday. That's way back, first I can remember, 60-something years ago, and I can remember when he was stealing. In my day, but cows used to run loose, you see, and guys used to come out there, and I remember old guy, he was a butcher. People's cows would run loose, and that devil would come out and get his truck and park it out in the woods and drive the herd of cows way off down around a swamp somewhere, you know. Then he'd shoot one, then the herd would go on, and he hang the cow up and skin him, and then the next day or so he run peddling that same cow to the people that he took the cow from. Yes, sir. I remember that because my cousin, he fooled around with them guys.